This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Yes, it's good drink mixes. Then go get to the checkout page and put in the promo code QUEST to put in 25% off on your purchase. Put in 25% off? No, you just get 25% off of your purchase if you do that. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Xbox giveaway. We're not giving away an Xbox, but we can tell you how you can get one. Got a little bit of PlayStation 5 news. Oh, Pokemon hit somebody else this time. But we begin, I did say Xbox, with Phil Spencer. And he's talking about what's going on with the game industry. And he's talking about, essentially, the prices on why it's why it was $59.99 last year. It's going up to $69.99 this year. Because all of the costs that they're having says it can cost $300 million to build a video game. And that's a direct quote from him. But here is what he said about all of that. Quote, "We're a business. I've said over and over, I don't get any luxury of not having to run a profitable growing business inside of Microsoft. And we are that today. But just across the industry, you mentioned it. And in sitting here at GDC, I reflect on friends of mine in the industry that have been displaced, lost their jobs, and how just I don't want the industry to be a place where people can't, with confidence, build a career. So that's why I keep pivoting back to, how does this industry get back to growth? But to your question, for us as Xbox, or any of the other teams that are out there, it's really an outcome of an industry that's not growing. It can grow, and it will grow again. But if you see this time right now, and the implications have a human impact, and we should reflect on that and think about it." So it was a nice little conversation that he had with Polygon. I believe it was Polygon. Yep, it was. And they put the whole conversation up on polygon.com. But .esports says that maybe Xbox is in a little bit more trouble than what we first thought, because when Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, Grounded, and the Sea of Thieves were making their way to Sony, there was more speculation about there could be more Microsoft exclusives going to PlayStation. In fact, Gris Dring from GameIndustry.biz was speaking on the GI Microcast yesterday, and Chris did say, quote, "Xbox is in real trouble as a hardware manufacturer," end quote. And that is why he is thinking that games could go to PlayStation and Nintendo. We'll see what happens there. But Kotaku did say that Final Fantasy 16, now coming up its 1 year release, is coming to the end of its support with The Rising Tide, which is the second and the final DLC for the game that will release this April. And the PC port is now in the final stages of optimization. Now, here we go. Producer Naoki Yoshida was talking with Nosy Pixel, and he said that fans may not need to bid farewell to Final Fantasy 16 just yet, because, quote, "It's not over in the sense that we have the PC version. Once the PC version is released, we're thinking about hopefully moving to other platforms as well," end quote. Now, Activision, getting to the legal stuff, should call this the legal corner, said that on DualShockers.com, they might be considering some legal action on or about the Warzone ranked boost service. So, Activision said that they are considering all available technical and legal options, that's a quote, and that's after the service Warzone ranked was getting some widespread popularity over the weekend. And that's what the company said in a statement on X.
Twitter.
But the Call of Duty content creator, Omit Brax, did bring some attention to that service this past week when they were sharing a clip that had a boosting service with a resurgence-ranked bot lobbies. And there were some images that were attached to the post from Brax that would show a few players some of their stats that they had absurd with some skill rating. In fact, Omit Brax on X did say, quote, "There's a Chinese boosting service offering resurgent Shrike bot lobbies." Further quote, "At least 100 of the 250 players on Resurgent Shrike leaderboard are hacking. Can we be serious? Ricochet ain't cheat." So, this could be a legal fight, but there's one already. Nintendo Life did say that Pokemon game or fan game site called Relic Castle is shutting down. So there's another one. In fact, they provided a statement from Relic Castle. Quote, "Dear Pokemon fan community, it's with a heavy heart that I announce that the Relic Castle website has been taken down following a DMCA takedown notice. Relic Castle has always been a non-profit, ad-free, tight-knit community, and we pride ourselves in what we have achieved. Members have felt at home, made friends, and even careers with us. It is with deep regret that I have to inform you that the forum part of this community, which was to turn 10 years old this year, has had to come to an end. With over 20,000 members and 65,000 posts, Relic Castle was a home to many of us. The Discord server is not going anywhere, and the site is still available as an archive using the Wayback Machine. Thank you all for being with us last decade, and thank you for making Relic Castle an awesome life-changing, as has been for some of us. Now, the Switch emulator Yuzu, we know, and the 3DS emulator Citra were shut down. That was all because of the legal push from Nintendo. Now, some of the devs are saying that on the PlayStation part, the PlayStation 5 Pro has some unnecessary upgrades. Well, once again, PlayStation Lifestyle was at GDC, and there were some developers that weighed in on the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 5 Pro debate. And once again, Chris Dring did talk about, or did speak to the participants at this year's event, and he was talking to Reset Era. He said that there was quite a few developers said that they have yet to make the most out of the PlayStation 5, let alone take advantage of the PlayStation 5 Pro. Some of the companies did express their skepticism about the new hardware making any meaningful contributions to the whole console market. And this is right now the fourth year of both PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S in their life cycles. So, devs aren't ready. But PlayStation 5 is. IGN says that PlayStation 5 will let you upload your gameplay to contribute to the Community Game Help. And that will be done later this year. Now, the Community Game Help is a new, quote, enhancement for Game Help, and that will use the user-generated content. Now, this will work in supported games, and the players will contribute their gameplay if they want. And they will, the fellow players, will see hints from you if you upload your gameplay. Because there you can access the game help hints that are created by developers. Game developers can also continue to create their own hint videos. There's more stuff that comes with this. We'll see what that is when that comes out. Now, GameSpot was talking about the Call of Duty Warzone Rebirth Island trailer. And that is Season 3 that will show up on Call of Duty Warzone on April 3rd. And they would have some new weapons from the 2014 Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. And that would be available on the Call of Duty Warzone mobile with some cross progression. Now we get to the esports corner, and you know how this goes. CSGO Empire via HLTV did say that they are announcing a $50,000 online tournament, and the cup will be played from April 3rd to the 19th. They'll be in an online setting, and the organizer will be partnered with Fortuna Esports that will take care of some of the production management and administration. And that will be on twitch.tv/Fortuna. In fact, CSGO Empire did say, quote, "We are thrilled to announce our expansion to esports, including CSGO Empire Cup, through three stages featuring play-in, Swiss group, and playoff stage. 24 teams will compete over a $50,000 prize pool. Our product speaks for us, and in 2024, we will leave our imprint in Counter-Strike 2 esports as well. The tournament will be accompanied by various on-site promotions and events. Don't miss it. Now, we'll see what they're playing on, because PC Games N did say that there is a new OLED research that's going on and could solve the gaming monitor burn. Now, essentially, these developers are looking for ways to make some longer life monitors. And they're looking at the panels within the OLED screens. And they could be manufactured with a significant change. And there was a group of researchers that had discovered a breakthrough so they could provide that change. In fact, Dr. Daniel Congreve and the author, Professor Hugo Brosten, did add shields to the emissive layer that would control how the molecules interact and block destructive pathways. Congreve did say that, quote, "This module allows us to simplify the emissive layer of the blue pixel to only two components while maintaining high efficiency, which could help to drive down cost." We'll see how that goes. Now, GamesRadar.com was looking at the Baldur's Gate 3 cuts, and they said that there were some nods to the original RPG and a villainous companion. So, their director, Sven Vicky, talked to IGN and said, quote, "There was a moment where the maps were going to be smaller, and so we were going to be able to give you a bigger diversity of locations that you would explore." But it wasn't just the locations that they left cut out. They said that one of the major villains was planned to be recruitable, and that was going to be, spoilers, Katharic Thorm. So, yeah, that's him. I did say spoilers. Yes, I did. But maybe you could be spoiled as well. Because if you got PlayStation, the PlayStation Plus Premium Classic was revealed early. And, Galvin, according to Jimatsu on Twitter, it's Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire. It's a PlayStation 1 game, and it'll be coming to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 via the PlayStation Plus Classic catalog. And the date is listed as April 16th, 2024. Yep. Oh, I did talk about Final Fantasy 16, right? So, according to WCCF Tech, you might be able to run it at 100 FPS for the high-end hardware. Oh yeah, that's Yoshida again. And that's what he was saying, because what he said was, quote, "Right now our engineers are working on that optimization to figure out what the limits are. We have seen some hardware getting the frame rate up over 100 FPS in places, but again, it's going to depend on the hardware that you have. We're doing a lot of testing on that now, but the better hardware you have, the better you're going to see." And you might see this one too. According to Rock Paper Shotgun, there's a free Cozy Life game called Palia, and it's up on Steam. This MMO was inspired by Stardew Valley, and it has been in beta since last year, but now it is officially out, and it's where more people can download and play it. Now, they did provide a patch 0.178, which does have some new questline and a temple to explore, some new furniture and some other stuff. But yeah, if you want something laid back, there you go. Maybe that could come out on Xbox. Why? Because there are 4 boxes that Xbox is giving away, and they are all South Park Snow Day themed. Yes. Now, the sweepstakes will end April 22nd, 2024. You'll have to check out news.xbox.com. And this will be in collaboration with the South Park Snow Day launch, which will be March 26th today. And you can get these Xbox Series X and S's. I'm sorry, it's just Xbox Series X through to April 22nd, 2024. Yep, all good stuff. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Our thoughts and prayers go to that of Baltimore, Maryland. I do hope that this has been a proper distraction for you. More distractions, all you have to do is go play some video games. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.